And I was gonna go.
Hi all, and welcome to HHG, the podcast that talks haunt events.
Yeah, you can't carry that on, can you, mate?
In Orlando, Florida.
What is that supposed to be?
Are you feeling sexy tonight?
Oh, Don't stop.
Oh, anyway, don't forget to subscribe to us and follow us on all podcast apps and give us a sexy review.
Oh my god!
Right, let's get serious.
Yeah. This is actually a special, by the way, guys. That's why I think Phil just lost it today.
Oh dear. Yeah, so welcome everyone to HHE Podcast. As I said earlier, the podcast what talks haunt events in Orlando, Florida, maybe some other places in America at some point, and in England. We don't do Scotland or Wales really because we're too lazy to travel. But today, as Simon alluded to, is a special. So Simon, over to you to explain what the hell's going on.
Yeah, so our good friends over at Horrored Out Horror has been running a competition for the last month of spec maps. And he has sent over 11 spec maps for us to actually judge. And the one that we deem the winner will go ahead against what they choose as their winner. And it'll be out for the masses to produce, to win a prize that they're producing. So there's not many rules. All we've done is we're going to pick out of 10 for the houses, out of 10 for the zones, and out of 10 for the themes. Old fashioned pen and paper to do the judging, and that's it. We're going to put the maps on, have a quick look at them, have a quick chat about them, see what our thoughts are, and that's it. So, anyway, what's everyone drinking? Because I need it. I'm thirsty.
Well, what are you having, Simon?
I'm having a Moretti, a proper Moretti.
And Joe, what are you having?
I'm on the Dr. Pepper tonight, boys.
Will I beat everyone? Obviously, as I'm Mr. Positive of the podcast now, I'm also Mr. Healthy. I am on the water.
Have you got a holiday coming up by any chance?
Look, Americans, this is going to upset you. I'm going to Orlando, Florida. I'm not fat when I go to America.
You're going to Orlando?
Yeah.
Oh, you've not mentioned it.
I can't wait to go to Hallow Screams. I can't wait for Monster Stomp either. I think I might just do the whole night at Monster Stomp. Best show ever.
Anyway. You're gonna vlog Monster Stomp?
No.
I'm
worried about my vlogging skills won't show the pure beauty of it.
Anyway, should we get this started then?
Let's get this started now.
So we don't actually know who these people are who sent these maps, and he's just sent us the maps. So
can I just say, Joe, your new camera, you look ginger.
I am ginger.
Your hair's always looked blonde to me. You've been dyeing it. Oh, look at ginger.
They're getting worse.
You miss Joe with me.
Yeah. So hopefully this will come through in a minute. So what I'll do, I'll open that one up. Bear with me.
Joe, how are you anyway?
I'm all good, mate. Yeah. Yeah. Busy.
How's work going?
Busy.
Busy. Yeah, and we've got some new merchandise. Well, it's not really merchandise, people. We've got free shirts, HHE, and they're going to be for us free to our haunt events. So if you see us, come and say hi. That's just me trying to take up some space while Simon was trying to get stuff working.
Yeah, well, I've got everything working. Hopefully you can see this yourself, guys. Ooh, so
sort of.
You know, can you see it?
I think the problem is I'm going to have to move something on my end.
I can see it just fine.
Shows, I don't care about shows.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll read out the shows to you. So, this map, we've got 10 houses. We've got Scream, Fair Street, think it's X.
X gonna give it to you.
Yeah, Renfield, The Invisible Man, Space Invaders, Bonaventure Cemetery. I don't know. Torture Castle, Yeti, and The Boneyard. So, first thoughts. Good mix between IP and original.
No, you go first.
All right. Yeah, I really like the idea of Renfield. I thought that was a good, fun movie. But Space Invaders, I mean...
it's an interesting idea, isn't it, really? I don't think it would work as a horror. It possibly would be the comedy house, if that's what they're going for.
Yeah, but I mean, Space Invaders, it's just a, 8-bit computer game. I don't know.
Yeah, unless you're thinking about something like they did a, was it Invasion? Was it Scurzo at one point?
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway.
I'll just say, before I put my 2 pence in, it's just my opinion, people. If you love your map, that's all that matters to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't got a clue what X is, so I can't say anything about it. Bonaventure Cemetery, no clue. Torture Castle, that sounds like a night out in Crawley. Yeti is absolutely awesome. The Boneyard is Pornhub. Space Invaders, that is a pack of crisps you can get for about 15-20p in England.
They're not Space Raiders now, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm having fun with it. Scream.
There used to be 10p, but it's actually £1.50 for 6 now at Asda. Ridiculous.
Scream. Simon will scream if I keep on acting like an idiot. Fear Street. Simon feared anything was coming out of my mouth. Renfield, absolutely awesome. And The Invisible Man, Simon wish he put me invisible.
Yeah, well, would help. Right.
I like it.
So we'll do our scores at the end. Scare Zones. It looks like we've got Universal Monsters, Cowboys and Indians, Vamp 2050, American Werewolf in London, and Friday the 13th, The Game.
They're very... the scare zones are more solid. I'm going to say the scare zones are more solid than the houses.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it does seem to be one of those where they've taken got more of the IP side for the scare zones, which sometimes should work. And then we've got two shows. We've got Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Halloween Nightmare Fuel.
I will skip both.
Yeah, I think, no disrespect to who's done this, but I think that's a cop out, putting a show that was there and a show that actually, I'd say 99.9% is going to be there.
Tom has gone for Piers Morgan on that.
Right, let's go to a quick ranking then. Houses, who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
6 for Houses, for Phil.
There's a lot. There's loads I love on there. Scream, Fear Street, Renfield.
Yeah.
Yeti, but I'm sorry. I know X. Is it Malcolm X, the movie? I'm it confused.
Could be. Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
It could be X-Men. I just don't know. It could be an X-rated movie. And if it is, it goes up to 9 out of 10.
Yeah, but you've stuck with your 6. I don't think Fear Street will work at a house. I think that should rather be a scare zone than anything. Visible Man, yeah, the originals look good. I'm probably going to lean towards a 7 for me. Just the originals have me going, really. Excuse me, I'm going to cut coughing. Josephine.
How many people in England coughing right now?
I'm going to go for a 7 for these houses, just simply because I'd like to see Scream and Renfield at the event.
Well, maybe a bad guy. Maybe mean a bad guy.
You're always the bad guy.
Always has to be a cynic. Right, Scare Zones.
Scare Zones, I mean...
No, you can go first, mate.
Yeah.
I'll go last.
All right. Scare Zones, I'm going for an 8. These are pretty solid. Cowboys and Indians one. I mean, I love the whole Wild West thing. Big fan of Red Dead Redemption, as you boys know. I'd be interested to see that one. But yeah, I'm going for an 8 for the Scare Zones.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with a solid 7. Because I don't know how the Vamp 2050 would work. What the robotic vampires or something... American Werewolf in London, I can't I can see it working, but in a scare zone, it's better when you have the puppets rather than.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at the areas they're in as well, not just the names.
I don't know whether they've gone for that with the areas, but.
I'll tell you what, I think American Werewolf in London would work there with all the trees and that. So if it was me, cowboys and Indians, not my cup of tea, but monsters, it's nice not to see them in a house and see them in the streets would be cool. Vamp 25th, you can't go wrong with Vamp. It's such a great one. By the way, did you see today, boys?
Yes.
Have gone up. It looks quite cool, don't it? Groovy, as I say. American Werewolf, I think Friday the 13th, is that New York area, Simon?
Yeah.
I think that will work.
No, Friday the 13th is over in Hollywood.
That's it, Hollywood. That's what I meant. But that's where the old tribute, the new tribute, but old tribute story is, you know, the one that I predicted I told everyone it was moving back to its old home, but no one listened to me. Now they're sharing it. Just saying, other podcasts out there. I said it first. but because I think it's going to work brilliant there. And I'm going to give it, though, because Cowboys and Indians, really, I'm going to give it an 8. The Cowboys and Indians, for me, if it was something else, I might have been a 9, but it's an 8 for me.
Right. So I don't think there's any backstories to any of these, but do you see any theme to this at all?
Universal Monsters, Renfield, Invisible Man. You can easily see Vamp 2050. You can put American Werewolf in London, Universal Monsters on their own. I'm going for a Monsters theme on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if that is a Monsters theme, what score would you give it out of 10?
You can go first, Simon.
It took you to tell me that it looked like a Monsters theme. So I didn't spot it straight away. And I like things to be spotted straight away. So I'm going to be the arsehole of it. I'm going to give it a 4. I can't see the theme unless you look really into it. That's just me.
Go on, Joe.
Yeah, I agree with Simon. It doesn't really link in. But for theming, 4.
Yeah, I can't agree with you too. I think I saw it straight away. It took me a matter of seconds to see it. I'm just clued on more, guys. Probably because I'm going this year. I'll give it a 7.
Okie dokie. Right, so that is entry 1. Done and dusted. So, move on to entry number 2. This might be a little bit smaller.
Why he's doing that? Have you seen the photo for Terrifier 3?
No, not yet.
Oh, I didn't realize there's a film before Terrifiers, isn't there? The origin story is how Terrifier becomes.
Oh, I don't know. I've not seen that. What's it called?
I can't remember. I have to look it up again. Oh, this one looks good.
Yeah. So, this is entry number 2. Let's have a look if I can read all these. It is quite small because some of the quality of them were a bit lower than the other ones. So, we have Fear Lantern Boot Camp, Stranger Things 4, Medical Massacre, Terrifier Art of the Clowns, what? Macabre? Macabre, right, yeah. Freddy Fazbear's El Coochie? That Coochie? Let's say it. I don't know.
Coochie me some accounts to me, mate. Yeah,
Wicked Overgrowth Apocalypse.
If anyone who speaks Spanish can just message us and tell us how that's pronounced, that'd be great.
Grimace Open Season, Creature of the Black Lagoon, and Kruger Clemination, I think it says.
Illuminate. He's trying to use a special. Trying to be clever words, I think.
Yeah.
Do we have the name for these people? Are we just getting the maps?
No, we just got the maps. We haven't got who they are.
I do apologize. We could
Twitter and find them all, but I think it's better that we don't know who they actually are. Then we can't say we're being biased towards a particular person, can we? We don't know who they are.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the scare zone. We said scare zones next, haven't we? And we'll talk about that. We've got the old format already. I can't speak tonight. Icons Collide, Hell's Gate, Petrified Pumpkin Patch, Moonlit Marina. They sound interesting. And then we have, like I said, another cop out on the shows. Marathon of Mayhem and Bill and Ted. So, not really much you can do with the shows on that one. But houses, these excite me. I don't know, there's something about there's a good mix there between IP and original, and from the names
you're both of the originals,
except for that first one, from the names you can kind of get what they're going to be. So,
how are you thinking?
Well, if Art the Clown's there, I'm there.
See, after that, I just think this is a people pleaser.
Yeah.
I think it's too easy. I mean, Wicked Overgrowth, well, that's Wicked Growth straight away.
Yeah.
I just feel like they've just gone the easy route.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like we say, if that's what people want, that's what they're going to go for.
Just, I think there's too much of everything there. It's overkill for me.
Yeah.
Do either of you boys know what Grimace is? Is that like a fucking
McDonald's thing? That's the purple monster, I think, from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, because that's the hamburger. The
hamburger next to it or something. Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds like the fun house anyway.
Yeah.
Sounds shit.
Yeah. Well, I quite like that. I quite like the mix, and I like
I think it's all over the place.
Yeah. That's why we have three different opinions.
Go on, then, give your scores. Do you want me to go first? Because might as well be brutal early.
Yeah, go on then.
For the houses, I'm giving it a 4.
Okay.
Fuck you.
And three of them points is for Terrifier. I'm not being Stranger Things 4. They probably did this before the announcement, but unfortunately, we're getting that in real life, so you lose me on that.
Yeah, well, like I said, I think these were done before, so I'm taking that into account. Like I said, I look at this one. I actually do like this one a little bit more.
Hey, if they listened to our podcast, they would have known about Stranger Things before the maps.
So I'm going to give this an 8 for the houses. It's quite interesting, all them.
Yeah, I'm going to go 7.5, purely for the fact that...
Are we allowed to do 0.5, Simon?
0.5 could make a difference. So, I don't know.
You heard that maybe somewhere, Simon?
Yeah. can I have 0.5? Just make my maths a bit more well work. So if you want 7.5, right, you can have 7.5.
Right, can I have a 7.6?
No. Yeah, 0.5, or, 0.5 on nothing.
All right, fuck it. I'm going to round it up to an 8 because of Art the Clown and Freddy Krueger.
Easily pleased.
Absolutely. Scare Zones. Now, these, I think they play it on a lot.
Yeah, again,
of...
try and look where they are as well, guys, because I think that helps a little bit more.
I think some of the zones are in the wrong place for my liking. I think icons are in the wrong place.
I think Petrified Pumpkin's in the perfect place.
Yeah, but I think if you're doing it that way, the Icons Collide should be in Hollywood, and maybe the Fair, Fall Fair will be L in New York.
I can see them both working in both areas, in all fairness.
Yeah.
Hell's Gate, I think that's going to be, that's kind of a bit of a play on Hellbilly Deluxe, you know, with the Rob Zombie bit, because it's very similar name and similar things.
Personally, do you know Icons Collide? I would have actually put that in K, because that's just a photo place.
Yeah,
it's going to be selfie. Yeah. So just get it out of the way of all the houses and put it there.
Yeah.
So like I said, it's one of them, but this, they're not all over the chart. I just think they're in the wrong places. Whether they've done that on purpose, I'm not too sure, but that's what we're judging it on. I do like the Scare Zones, so I'm going to give it a 6. I think the zones need to be in if they were in better places, it probably would have got more points, but I'm just going to give that a 6 for me.
I'm gonna drop it down to a 5. The only one that really interests me is the Icons one, but I think it, like Phil said, it will just be a selfie zone.
Yeah.
So yeah, 5 from me.
I'm trying to think. Is Moonlight Marina? Now we've seen what they've done with a house with that type of thing. Now in that area, fog, but I don't think they could have enough props out to make it look like a marina, could they?
No, I think that would need to be over in M, using the actual waterway.
Yeah,
but it's a
shame.
Luckily,
yeah,
with Dead Man's Wharf.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Joe. I'm just gonna give it a 5. They're not the good houses. It's not houses, scare zones. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Overall theme.
Tell me a thing, guys. Come on.
What theme?
Yeah. So I think the theme,
Can I ask you a question? Before we go any further, was this something Hallowed Out Horror asked for themselves? Or was it something we're doing?
What?
About a theme?
Yeah, I think some of them actually did have descriptions.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, did he ask for that? Or
I think he went to try and, I don't know, but
I don't want to be sounding harsh if they listen to this.
Yeah,
going for something
yeah.
They haven't been told.
Well, I'll have a quick look through Twitter and he had it pinned for a while.
I wouldn't even know where to look.
I mean, if we could fuck the theming off out of it and then just rate the scare zones in the houses.
It's all up to you two. Because like I say, we made it.
A new spec map. He's pinned a spec map now. It's a problem. I don't know. Some clarity, we don't exactly know where to... Nope, that's still the spec map stuff. There's a hell of a lot on spec map right now.
Yeah, I'll have a quick look, I'll find it. Yeah. But Joel, keep everyone occupied for a minute.
Right, or the cause of a map?
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't seem to be anything about maybe the structure. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I've got the map. Hallowed Out Horror Fear Pass giveaway. Giveaway rules. Oh my god, I can't read it, so small. Reply to the tweet with your completed map or send it to Twitter, Discord, deadline. Entries will be judged on three categories. Right. Uniqueness, balance of IP and original ideas. Right, he does have all event theme in. So right, he has put
okay,
that.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was.
Well, for that then I have to give it a one.
Oh, right. Really harsh.
I can't see a theme.
There might have been some stories behind it, but we haven't been sent them. So going off what we see on a map. Because if you see a map, don't you? You don't know the actual theming unless you can see it.
Well, there's no theme to this one, is there, really? Medieval, you've got Creature from the Black Lagoon, you've got McDonald's. Sorry, whoever's done this, I don't mean that in a bad way. You know, you've got Art the Clown in there. I'm down with you. That's cool.
So I reckon if Art the Clown wasn't in there, I personally think you would have gave this a low score. I think you're just working on the one IP.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I gave it a one. What's the other twos?
I'm waiting for Joel's.
Well, there's no theme. So, I mean, I'm going to give you a one just because you've got Art there.
Right. Okay. He's giving it a one. Yeah, I'll be generous. I can see what they're doing. They're just trying to smash things together, but it's a compilation of what they want, which doesn't seem to fit. So I'm going to be the generous thing of two.
I thought he was going to say four. Well played, Simon.
Well, there's always somebody has to be that guy, don't they?
Sorry, we're British.
While we're waiting for him, I'm going to cinema Friday. I'm off to go and see Talk to Me. But every time I hear that name for that horror movie now, I just think of, what's his name out of WWE? Talk to Me, L.A. Knight.
Anyway, right, here we go, boys. So,
oh my God,
this one's a bit, some of the, I think they just put words in where they can, so I'm going to try and read this the best I can. So we have Haunted Houses, we have Scream, Open Night, Break a Neck.
Ooh.
Return to Oz, Emerald City Massacre, Buried Alive, Metropotamine Murders, I think. This one is going to be really hard to see. Endless House, explore an abandoned orphanage and get trapped in an endless hallway. Okay. Double Feature, X and Pearl. Okay. Salem's Lot, Come Out Alive, stalked by fearless threats in the forest.
Faceless threats.
Faceless. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to butcher the hell out of this.
Guillermo de Torres, Sweet Screams.
And then The Thing. So, not a bad choice of houses. They're a bit hard to read because of the fonts.
Well, I'm just going to say my favourite one there is already Opening Night, Break a Neck. Love it.
Yeah, this is my favourite one so far, looking at it.
Yeah, feels like they're trying to bring things together. There's a mixture of different things, but anyway, I digress. Scare Zones, we have, I think that's just Towards the Sun Meltdown and Mannequins, Woodstock, Midnight Mass, and Founding Fathers, I think it is.
Asked him.
Yeah, and the shows, this is interesting because they've got some unique shows. The Butcher, the Baker, the Candle, I think it's a Candlestick Maker, Murder.
You nearly said shit.
But the end bit's cut off because that's what it was sent to me. Murder, Returns, Revenue, I don't know. And then Slasher Water Show. So something a little bit different with the shows. So give it a bit of uniqueness. All right, let's go to the houses. Go to Philip first.
It's a tricky one. Some really catch me, some don't catch me. I think it's hard because I don't know what some of them are. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay, okay.
Oh, I'm the harsh one, guys.
Yeah, it looks like it. From the scores at the moment, yeah. Go.
For those houses, fucking hell, I'm going for a 9. They're
reason
decent
why?
Houses. Have you boys seen X and Pearl?
Yeah, again, it sounds like something you'd watch at night on your own, mate.
Yeah, you boys need to watch it. I won't give you any spoilers, but they're really good films. You know, Mia Goth, the actress?
Yeah.
It's her. Really gory, good movies. You've also got Salem's Lot in there. I actually listened to a podcast about Salem earlier. Who was that that horror podcast that messaged us earlier, boys?
Horrific Network, I think.
Yeah, I listened to one of their podcasts on Salem. It was an awesome episode, by the way. The Thing, can't go wrong with The Thing, and Scream. That's a solid lineup of houses. It's a 9 from me.
Yeah, so for me, obviously I don't know about X and Pearl, so I can't really speak about that. Is there another IP in there except for Scream, Salem's Lot, and The Thing? Has it gone more?
Can't read them.
Was Return to Oz, Emerald City Massacre. Return to Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I think this person is very into their B movies as well.
Yeah.
And really know their horror. So
yeah,
they know more than me. And I think.
I like what they've done. They've done the originals and they've actually put a little bit at the end to let you know what they're roughly about. So I'm with Joe. I think this is a good one. So I'm going to give this one at least a definite 8 houses on that one. Right. Zones. Where are they located? Let's have a quick look. Founding Fathers Day. Woodstock. Mannequins. I think some of them are actually well placed, to be fair, for what they possibly could be. What do you guys think?
Nothing catches my eye.
Yeah, but I think Towards the Sun Meltdown, because that care scares on an absolute hot mess. And that's a nice little touch.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna give the scare zones on that one. I'm gonna go out another 6. I like the scare zones. I like the originality.
John, what do you think?
I'm going for a 6 as well for the scare zones. Nothing that really sort of catches my eye.
And that's why I'm going low up, guys. And if you see me at Horror Nights, please don't punch me. I'm giving it a 4.
No worries. So, this one, overall theme.
What do you think the theme is, guys?
Horror. Founding Fathers.
Cheating,
Salem.
Simon.
Founding Fathers.
Horror is not a theme.
So maybe a bit of a pilgrim theme. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm... Because they're buried alive, then you've got Endless House. And they've got 2 original shows in there rather than it being what's already been on. So for me, that bumps it up a little bit. So I'm going to say 6 for a theme. Because I like how they've done original shows and they've kind of made it work a little bit. Phil's just going to be an absolute arse now, isn't he?
My I'm just an expert on this stuff. It's a five.
Five, no problem.
What's better than a one?
I'm going to go for a four.
Cool. All that, and Joe was the killer at the end.
That's not
like a
problem.
Good scary movie. Everyone thought I was the murderer, and it was Joe.
Anyway, right, so that is the third one done. So I think we've got enough time on this bit to get the fourth one done.
Because this is going to be a long episode, people.
Yeah, it will be. Anyway, here we go.
Ooh.
So
can't read some of them.
Yeah, they are. So the quality is a bit crap on them, I'm afraid. So I'll read out the best I can. Whether these might be some cop-outs on these, unfortunately. Haunted Houses, you've got The Last of Us with the PlayStation symbol. Chucky, sci-fi is Chucky. It looks like Glitch, Murder Drones. I think it's Sailor Moon. Or Sailor Moons.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. AMC
Walking Dead.
I can tell
by the shape.
Yeah, The Invasion from Below. The Horrors of Blumhouse. I have no idea what that is.
I can't read it.
That's
something creepy, something.
Creepy pasta.
Like. Is that a Greg's pasta? Only the English fans will get that. Like a good pasta,
please,
when they get
please
junior.
Don't
he has what
please, where is Jay? Where's Jay? Oh, it's on the wrong side. It should have been an F side of Louis. You missed out an opportunity there. Scare Zones, we have No Man's Land, Resident Evil, Aliens, The Toy Box of Fear, Dr. Oddfellas Fear House. And then it looks like we've got Bill and Ted's Excellent Halloween Adventure, The Return. And looks like to me the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I can see a kind of theme.
Yeah. Everything and it's that's already been there.
No, three of them. Last of Us, The Walking Dead, and Resident Evil.
Mm.
Zombie diet monsters.
Yeah, absolutely. I am definitely seeing the theme. So, but yeah. Let's start with the houses. Let's go with Phil first.
I love the houses, but it's too easy. The Last of Us is coming. The Walking Dead's been a million times. Chucky's come out. They would have known about Chucky, so you can't let that one go. Mm-hmm. Last of Us wasn't a hidden story. It was one of the most known things. Blumhouse, what Blumhouse?
Yeah.
See, Stranger Things, we've had it twice already. They may have not known about the new one coming, so I can let them off there. Murder Drones interest me. Mm-hmm. The evasion form below. I don't know if it's meant to be from or form, but
I'm going to say from.
Yeah, I think it's from. It's meant to be from.
I like the originals. I'm going to pretend I is the greatest original ever made in history because I can't read it. So that's the only thing I can go for. But because that is missing. I've got to be nice. I like the houses, but I wouldn't be excited because The Last of Us, The Walking Dead, and Chucky, because they've happened, Stranger Things. I'm waffling on. It's a six.
Six from Phil. The originals do entice me a little bit, but like saying, we've got the AMC Walking Dead. That's been there many times. This person may have never seen The Walking Dead. At the Halloween event, so that's why they probably put it on. So I understand that. But as a returning property, and it failed quite numerous times, I'm going to agree with Mr. Four, just because the IPs ruin it for me, unfortunately. Joe?
Yeah, okay. Well, it's very IP heavy, this one. Some big IPs. But like you've already said, boys, it's all been done. Pretty much, has all been done. So I can't score it too high, really. I would like to see The Walking Dead because I've never seen it there. I'm going to go with a five.
Okie dokie. Right, Scare Zones. I'll start off this one. Just because of two, well, actually three, this is going to definitely get an eight for me. And if I'll give it a bonus point if you can guess which three.
I'm going to go Resident Evil, because I know you love the game.
One.
Aliens.
Two.
And I don't know why. It's definitely not Dr. Oddfellows. I don't think you give a damn about that. Toy Box of Fear?
No, you were right. It was Dr. Oddfellow. Huh. I love the backstory of Jack. I want to see more.
Some of us will see it this year.
Yeah, fair. So he doesn't get a bonus point. So if he loses that by 1 point, you can blame Phil. That's an 8 for the scare zones for me.
I think some of them are in the wrong places. We're being picky with that, I think.
Yeah. I think they would actually work.
I'll give you a 7.
7?
Yeah, I'm going to go 7 too. I think an alien scare zone would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, again, we know it's a better house, though.
Yeah. All right. Quickly, so we don't run out of time on this one. Overall theme, obviously Phil spotted it straight away. So what would you give it as an overall theme?
He doesn't like a zombie. I'll give it a 7.
Yeah, I'm going 8 just because of zombies.
Well, I'm sick of zombies. Well, I still think it's a good idea that they're trying to incorporate it all. So
I love how we're all so different.
I can see where the theme is coming. I do like the idea of the Rocky Horror Picture Show coming back. So, I'm going to give that a 7. That'll do it for me.
That's the most solid theme so far.
Whether there's any backstories to any of these, we didn't send them. If you did write a little tweet about it, we didn't get them. So we're just going off what's on the map. So
box office TV shows. That's the theme. Last of Us, Walking Dead and Chucky. Box office. Resident Evil's been on TV too.
Yeah.
So is Aliens. Just got to make stuff. I wonder what Aliens it'd be set on. If it's the original one. Or would it be...
I don't know, but just say Aliens.
Aliens.
So 2, yeah. Okay, we're going to take a little break here right now, people, because I won't pay for Zoom. So we'll be back in a minute. Stay central. Welcome back. And I'm just going to quickly sing, because I've got to be a bit more positive. So for my mates, T2K in Tenerife, take a piece of positive pie, open up the window, look up in the sky and say, I love you. Talk about them, mate. They don't sing at Lava Lounge anymore.
No, not surprised after the way they've been treated.
Yeah. But anyway. People, this is not a Tenerife podcast, even though Craig Lucas started the Disneyland California one. We could start a Tenerife podcast, and then we could start a Newcastle podcast and 6,000 other podcasts and be absolutely drained by the end of the year.
No, we're definitely not doing any.
Craig, mate, please take it easy. I don't want you strained.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's crack on with number 5.
Number 5.
So, participation number 5, we have for the houses, we have Point Pleasant, Cat Scratch Fever, Stephen King's It, Universal Monsters, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Blair Witch, Cannibal Kitchen, Prisoner Patient Grey, Slaughter Cinema in 3D, Gremlins Midnight Hour, and Arkham Asylum.
I'm not going to say it on the show.
I think we know where Phil's going to be going with this one. Scare Zones, we have Goosebumps. I think it's Cryptid Encounters. Dr. Zeus.
Again, Dr. Zeus is... Space. The Return.
Go on.
It's called Killer Clowns from Outer Space, The Return. I like that. He's made it into a new version.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have Full Moon Frights. And then we have shows. We have Monster Mash and Bill and Ted Back in Town.
I go first for the houses. 9. This is awesome. I like the idea of Point Pleasant. Cat Scratcher Fever sounds a bit weird, but I think it can work. Stephen King's It, come on, we all want that.
Yeah.
Universal Black, The Creature from the Black Lagoon. I would love to have this. Blair Witch. Didn't our AI episode bring
yes.
up? So this person is in tune with AI. I like that. Oh, they've listened to us. Probably not. But I think it can work. I said that is more of a noises and sensory stuff going around you.
Yeah.
Cannibal Kitchen, that sounds gruesome and beautiful, and I hope it smells of rotting flesh. Prisoner, Patient, Grey. I'm guessing that's a wordplay on the TV shows, isn't it? I don't know.
From what I'm seeing here, green is IPs and yellow is originals.
Right. So, and the Salt Cinema 3D, they lose a little bit. This could have been a 10 for me.
Mm-hmm.
But 3D doesn't really work that well. Gremlins Midnight Hour, take my money. And Arkham Asylum. Is that Arkham from Batman we're talking
about? Yes.
You are an amazing. This is how it's done, lads. Once you were loving her, this is it. That's it. That's how you do houses.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I told you I was going to be more positive.
You can stop drooling over it now.
Oh, take my money. Make this real.
Go.
Well, that's a solid lineup of IPs. But I'd love to know the backstory of some of these originals.
Yeah.
I mean, Cat Scratch Fever.
You know Slaughter Similar, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, Cat Scratch Fever. Well, I don't fucking like cats, so you lose a point for that.
we just lost half our listeners.
Oh, no, seriously, fuck cats.
You ate pussy.
Easy. I'm going to go with a 7. It would have been an 8, but you've got cats in there.
The IPs win, hands down, except for Blair Witch. I just can't stand that thing. It's crap. Worst film ever made. Idea of Gremlins. Love the idea of Gremlins. Definitely Stephen King. And you know me, I'm a glutton for Universal Monsters.
I've always said Batman's baddies would work so well.
I'm not a massive Batman fan, but the Arkham Asylum bit, Asylum just work in Halloween Horror Nights, in or any horror event, really. So for me, that's going to be a 8. Not my high score yet, but
I apologise for these two, mate. They've just got no taste. They don't know how to drink wine.
They got a 7 and an 8 off us, so they've done all right.
That's disgusting. Anything under a 9 is disgusting.
Anyway, right. Sure zones. I think they've gone far too comical for me in the Scare Zones. They're not going to be Scare Zones. They're going to be Fun Zones. Goosebumps.
That's pretty much what they are now, anyway.
I know, but I like Scare Zones to be called Scare Zones because that's the
name. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but do you know how dark Dr. Zeus actually is if you look into it properly?
But they're not going to be horror affected, are they?
I don't know. You could make them really creepy, them Dr. Zeus characters. I mean, really creepy if you wanted.
Well, Goosebumps, no matter how we try and make it scary, it's never going to be scary. It's always going to have that fun side. So it's the same with Killer Clowns. So I like the idea. I can see a theme of it. It's more of a fun, which will lead on to the next bit. But I'm going to give this a 5 just because I find it. It's not scurvy enough when it comes to the scare zones. So that's just me.
Go on, Phil.
No, you want me to go? Right, Goosebumps already never damn, but Dr. Zeus, you know, I think it can work. Full Moon Frights, I'm guessing that could be things like werewolves.
Yeah.
Cryptid Encounters. Oh, that sounds actually awesome, actually.
Yeah.
And Killer Clowns again. I love the original Killer Clowns from Outer Space Scare Zone. Where's he put this one? So in a different area. And I actually think it would work really well over there, the bigger space. You have more clowns, you can have more stands out. Yeah, I like it. I'm going to get a 7.5.
Okay, okay. So we are going back to 0.5. So okay.
Well, you kept Joe's on there anyway, so I thought. I'd
No, he went up to an 8.
Oh, did he? Oh, I did, in that case, it's an 8 then.
Yeah, kept it as a solid number. It makes it a bit easier.
Joe, Simon, I agree with what you said. I mean, there's a lot of sort of fun scare zones there, but Full Moon Frights. I mean, that's werewolves, so that could be a good one. But the one that really, really catches my eye is the Cryptid Encounters one. Imagine like Bigfoot and Chupacabra. I think that'd make a decent scare zone. Goosebumps, I think, could be creepier than you boys think. You know, like Slappy the Puppet and all that shit.
It's no, because I'll be just walking around doing my English thing going, it's a puppet.
Yeah, yeah. That's just lost on all of our American listeners. Yeah. And anyone in English over, well, British under the age of 30.
Yeah, that's when humour was allowed.
Yeah. Killer Clowns, I mean, they're awesome, but it'll just be a selfie zone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to go with a 7 for that, just because of the cryptid encounters.
Not a problem. All right, overall theme.
Someone tell me the theme. I don't really see a theme. Much as I love everything,
I see a
fun. Well, tell me, fun. It'll help me.
I think it's more of a fun aspect of stuff, just because of like Slaughter Cinema, the cat scratching, Gremlins, Monster Mash.
You could say clowns. And Killer Clowns.
And Arkham Asylum.
Yeah. The Joker.
So, there's been some thought in it. So,
With the clowns thing, I'm going to give it a 7.
Right. 7 from Phil. I think I'll give it a 6. Mainly because the Bill and Ted bit is bringing Bill and Ted back to being a bit of a cop out of the show.
The Americans, they love Bill and Ted, I never got the humour in it. I wasn't a fan of it. I prefer more British humour. So that's why I just thought Bill and Ted was something I used to do when I was like 14 in school. But I understand why the Americans love it.
Yeah. Well, I love Bill and Ted. I was upset when it ended.
I wasn't.
But I love the movies, but
yeah.
Part of the third one.
A 6 for me for the overall theme. Joe?
I'm going to join Phil. I'm going for a 7 just because of the clown theme.
Whether that
was intentional or not, I don't know.
Just think, you're going to get It and Joker at the same event. Oh.
Yeah. And the cat in the hat.
Yeah. That's a scary ride.
There you go.
So, here we go on to...
Oh, I like this. I can read them.
Number 6. So we have Houses, we have It, Scream, Stranger Things 4, Japanese Urban Legends, Liminal Spaces, is that? Maybe. American Psycho, is that an arcade? That was a scare zone. The Smith Traveling Freak Show, Five Nights at Freddy, Creature from the Black Lagoon. There's a slight different colored font on this. I think so. He's gone 6 IPs for originals on this one. And then on Scare Zones, we have The Dark Realm, New World Order, Black Sabbath. Interesting.
Oh, well, I know what Liminal Spaces is.
Swamp Cult, Scooby Doo. We have.
Judy just gave that a 10.
Yeah, and then we have Marathon of Mayhem and Halloween Nightmare Fuel, Dream, Purgator? I don't know.
Anyway, before we go any further, guys, do you want to know what liminal spaces means?
Go on.
Liminal spaces refers to the place a person is during a transitional period. It's a gap that can be physical, like a doorway, emotional, like a divorce, or something like a decision. But I'm also going to take it as between life and death, maybe.
Yeah, so I've spotted the theme straight away when you just said that now.
Okay, so Joe, you can go first on that, on this, Houses.
Okay, we've seen 3 of them already, 4 of them. It, Scream, Stranger Things, and Five Nights at Freddy's. Other people have chosen them already, and Creature.
Yeah, but don't forget these people have not seen anyone else's.
I know. All I'm just saying is that they're popular. You know, that's what people want to see. I think it's a solid lineup. Japanese urban legends could be interesting. I don't quite know what liminal spaces would be. Five Nights at Freddy's, I've got no interest in. Creature, yeah, cool. American Psycho. I think they could make a decent house out of that, but I don't think they would do it because of how gory it is. I'm going to go for a 6 for the houses.
From Joe. For me, The IPs are very solid. Is all quite a few, but I'd say five of the six would be on up there on my list. But the originals, the Anarchy, I think would work. The Smith Traveling Freak Show, that just sounds more clowny stuff. The Liminal Spaces, that's what when Phil explained that. Yeah, that's a good idea. But it's not a first split for me. I prefer more originals than IPs. That's just my personal opinion. Would it be more IP heavy than originals? It was going to lose a point for that. So I'm going to give this. I'm going to give this a six. It's because I don't like the ratio of solid IPs, but the ratio's off for me.
So don't worry, people. I'm here to be Mr. Positive Pie again. I don't care if there's more IPs than originals, as long as they're solid, and these are solid. It, we all want it. Scream, we all want it. Stranger Things 4, we're getting it. American Psycho, I want it. Five Nights at Freddy's, the kids want it. We'll get them over to that one. And Creatures of the Black Lagoon, all Universal Monster fans want it. There you go. It. I love the idea as well of an arcade inside. Yeah, I think that would come really well. You saw it sort of in the shop area as well, in the Mummy, didn't you? On the year they had it with the arcades and that. So that can really work. Could you imagine like evil monsters and that jumping out from arcades, behind the arcades, all the LEDs, you're having sensory overload. So they're going to scare you more. Japanese urban legends, oh, come on. Beautiful. The Japanese know that. I think we should actually let the HHN people from Japan and that make that house. Because I like the look of their event over there. Liminal Spaces, yes, no. It's a bit of a tough one with me. I'm not sure if they're going for the same thing as I was thinking. So they have to lose a point on that with me. So I'll give it a seven.
Scare Zones. I'm just gonna give it a straight eight. And it's not because of Scooby Doo.
It is because Julie's got a gun to his head as we speak.
I think Black Sabbath would work fantastic at Halloween Horror Nights. I just think it would work. It did it with Rob Zombie and it worked perfect. So I think that, and the Scooby Doo bit for the Julie, obviously, shoot, that just give a 10 for that. But yeah, I'm gonna give it a solid eight.
Right, can I go next? Films. And this is why I think Simon's been a bit hypocritical earlier. Scooby 2 is a bunch of little kiddie stuff. And is not scary whatsoever. So how can you say earlier that things like Dr. Seuss and that is too childish, and then Scooby-Doo's fantastic?
Because Scooby-Doo's actually got monsters in it. They might be cartoons. It's not monsters. They're not killer clowns.
They're not monsters, mate.
No, the people. That's the underlying story.
No, he's just not going to admit he was wrong there, guys. He just realised that we've got him on that.
If you listen to
Goosebumps,
what I said,
Goosebumps also got monsters in it.
Yeah, but I'm also saying I'm giving it the thing because of Black Sabbath.
But you said you loved Scooby-Doo as well. We've got
Julie loves Scooby-Doo.
But we're really new.
we all love Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, but it's not a Halloween Horror Nights for me.
Julie loves Scooby-Doo, not me.
Dream Realm sounds pretty cool, but that could be anything because you're dreaming. Mm-hmm. We all like a good dream. I'm not going to say it. You'll figure it out yourself if you can. New World Order, Swamp Cult. Where is Swamp Cult? Oh, sorry there, guys. Could work in that position. Black Sabbath is a winner all day, every day, and it's in the right area as well. It's a five for me. That's five.
It's a six from me.
Simon wants to kill us now.
Yeah, Scooby Doo. As I say, I like Scooby Doo. Watched it when I was a kid. I watched it with my kids, but I don't think it'll work at Horror Nights. Swamp Cult. I think that'll be pretty cool. It gives me anyone who's played Red Dead Redemption will know the Night Folk. That gives me the vibes from that. Black Sabbath. That would be fucking decent. In fact, I'm going to bump this score up. I'm going for a seven.
Just wrote it down.
Actually, can I? No, I'm only joking.
Actually, thinking about it, can I put mine down to a foot?
So, overall theme, originally when you said that linear space, it jumped into me that this was like a dream escape.
That's what liminal space could be as well, I suppose.
So, because you've got the dream realm, you've got limited spaces, you've got Stranger Things 4.
It's sort of dreaming.
Yeah.
So they're all in that dream realm. I'll give it. It's not massively up there. You have to look into it to find the theme. But I'll give that a 5.
I love the way Simon he bigs things up and then his score just drops. You're an evil bastard.
Yeah, it's just a big fuck you at the end.
Middle finger up. I'm going to give it a 5.
Well, see?
Yeah, but I didn't big it up.
I didn't big it up. I'm just saying I could see where it doesn't jump out at you straight away.
Yeah, there's definitely a link there. I think it deserves more than a 5, boys. So I'm going to give it a 7.
Well, if he said 6 there, I was going to say, piss off, Chuck. Oh, dear. But by the way, if you're new to the show, welcome. As you can see, we're not serious like all the other podcasts out there. We like to have a bit of banter and we don't lie. If we don't like something, even with the real life stuff, we're going to say it.
Yeah. So let's move on to entry number 7.
There's already a few on there that's caught my eyes, mate.
Just give me 1 second. I don't want to get any notifications.
Scooby-Doo again.
Stuff Scooby-Doo, mate. I can see certain things I love.
So we have for houses, we have the X-Files, Swamp Yeti, Supernatural, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Wendigo Woodlands, Scooby-Doo, Goblin Raiders, Krampus Lair, Unearth, Doctor Who, and Mothman Legendary Truth.
A lot of TV shows there.
Skirt Zones, we've got Summon G Portal, I think.
Summoning Portal.
When it says it's summoning G Portal, it might be looking for something else.
It's summoning me. Epic Field Guard.
Gangster witches.
Yeah. That's even better.
So we have Witches Anal.
Annual. It's got to be annual. Anyway.
It's just the way it's been done.
this is the best one yet.
Anal Expo, Roswell 1947. Sorry, just the way it is.
Oh dear, who doesn't like anal?
Ghoul Nest, Vampire Bazia, Nightmare Fuel.
Sorry, Hallowed Out Horror.
Monster of the Week Lagoon Show. That's interesting. Anyway, let's move on.
I'm going last.
Right, well, I'm seeing a, like you said, a very heavy TV theme with this, especially in the scare zones, in the houses. Doctor Who, yeah. Krampus, yeah. X-Files, definitely. Swamp Yeti. Didn't we have that last year?
No, we had Yeti, but Swamp Yeti's a bit different.
I thought that was all we were trying to do. Supernatural, I enjoyed it, but never really got into it that much. Buffy, the Vampires, yeah. It's a solid lineup. There is a good mix between IP and original. My particular taste, I'd give that a 7.
And it gave 6 for Scooby-Doo.
No, the X-Files gives it 7.
So. Go on, Joe.
Anyway. I'm going to give this one a... It's difficult because X-Files really bumps the score up. So, Doctor Who, no interest in at all.
Well, Supernatural. Two idiots.
I think Phil's going to kill us.
Oh, yeah, you wait until I get to my turn.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, no.
What?
No.
You were hidden under the stairs as a child. You weren't allowed to watch TV, was you?
Yeah, I just didn't watch that.
you didn't watch it for Sarah Michelle Gellar when the other one, the black hair. Oh, don't forget the one from Bandcamp. Oh,
no, she's the best one, man. She's
all three of them. Oh.
Alison Hannigan. Yeah, she's beautiful.
All three of them, mate.
X-Files really bumps the score up, so I'm going to give this one a 7. Mothman would be awesome. Wendigo would be awesome.
This is where Simon's going to want to kill me. I'm going to start somewhere. I'm going to start with F. Scooby-Doo. That is the Ghostbusters house. I don't think it works as a scare zone, but as a house, it works.
Yeah, as long as they actually get someone that looks like Shaggy rather than the dude that walks around the park.
Well, you've got the gingery hair. You can do it. I could go as Velma. Goblin Raiders, that sounds pretty cool. Krampus Lair Unearthed, that sounds pretty cool as well. Doctor Who. Now, don't think about the Doctor himself or the female one.
I'm not.
Let me finish. The female one with the writing was really, really, really shit. And I'm surprised it wasn't cancelled after that, but thank you for saving it, Disney.
Oh, people are trying to cancel you for saying that now.
Anyway, she was shit. Well, she wasn't shit. She's actually a very good actress in real life, but the storylines and the script are shit. But someone who's watched Doctor Who, when you got things like the Cybermen, the Popper Pet Men, Daleks, you've got all these other kind of monsters in there as well. You've got these ones when you basically every time you see them, there's so many good monsters in Doctor Who, especially in Russell T. Davies, who's back to do it now. He made so many good monsters in it. So I do like that. Mothman, Legendary Truth, beautiful. Wendigo Woodlands, it's okay. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The vampires and monsters in that were absolutely brilliant. Supernatural is one of the greatest TV shows for sci-fi and horror. It's like more family horror, but written ever. That thing went on for like 18 seasons, I think. Unbelievably long. They did a spin-off and that was absolute shit. We'll forget about that. That only had one season. That was on last year. It's already been cancelled. Swamp Yeti, always going to work. X-Files, it's a tricky one because the show was brilliant. But tell me some of the monsters in it.
Smoky Man.
That's not really a monster.
Yeah, he was.
Nope. Smoky. So the problem with X-Files is it's the monsters. That's the only problem with X-Files.
It doesn't mean it's the monsters. X-Files was creepy.
Yeah. It wasn't. The only thing creepy about it was her American accent.
Well, you had the guy played Tombs, stretching his fingers. Chimneys.
There's like 18, 19 seasons of that as well, isn't there? 5, 10, 12, yeah, 30 movies.
You had the guy with a massive chin who never died. Tried to stab people with the green stuff.
Right, they sound well scary.
You don't have to be scary. It could be creepy. You've got a guy who's like 6'9".
X-Files was a great show, but it wasn't about horror to me, X-Files.
You know the reason why he's arguing like this? Because we slagged off Doctor Who. That's
no, I'm being serious. X-Files was a fantastic show and I loved it, but it wasn't horror.
You can say that about Stranger Things. Stranger Things is horror, but it's more spooky.
It's horror? Have you seen fucking Vecna? The big bull sat-walking man?
Do you actually hear a word he said?
What they called as well?
Season 4?
What about all the other monsters from the earlier seasons as well?
Demogorgon works good, just a glorified flower.
Better than anything in X-Files. X-File lovers.
Come on, just give us your score. We've got another four matches.
It's an 8.
An 8? Sorry, right, thank you. Something wobbling on.
Left wing wimps.
Anyway, Scurzo, just because of the writing and the way it's written, he's getting a 7 just for the writing.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give mine now. No. It's getting a 9 because I want to see witches doing anal in an expo.
Yeah. I want to see gangster witches doing anal.
Gangster witches. to be honest with you, I have been critical about all these things and I'm going to give it a 7 because there's some, like the ghoul nest.
They are pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. The Roswell one. I am seeing the theme now. I'm looking at it a little bit more.
This is the best theme so far, mate. Everything on there is supernatural.
Doctor Who, aliens, Roswell, aliens, X-Files, aliens.
Anyway, so Phil, what are you giving us for zones?
I thought I already gave it.
I didn't hear you.
What did I say, Joe?
8, because you wanted to see the gang.
I wanted to see the anal witches.
Joe?
8. I'm going 8 as well. I think Roswell and the vampires.
So Right, Dean, like I say, it's a supernatural
If this is the first time you've visited us, I do apologise.
Yeah. Well, it probably will be, because hopefully people who've entered the things are listening to this, but you never know.
Just remember, anything I've said bad is because they've been paying me under a table.
Oh, shut up, you bellend. Overall theme, we saw the theme, you mentioned it, because of that. I think it all works. I'm still going to be cynical, but it's going to be an 8. It's not a perfect theme.
Simon, but... you're really confusing, mate. When you say something's amazing, that you give it a 5. When you say you're going to be cynical, you give it an 8.
No, when you say something's amazing, you're going to give it 10. When you're being realistic, you bring the score down. So it's
quite frankly, anyway, I think the theme is absolutely turd, so I'm going to give it an 8.
Yeah, it's a pile of shit, so I'm going to give it an 8 too.
Simple.
Yeah, no. I don't mean it's a pile of shit. That's a decent theme.
That's just taking the piss out of Simon, guys.
Yeah, there's a good theme there. It's all supernatural.
Well, my brain is all over the show because I've got to try and do it.
The only thing I think it lacks is horror.
Can I just say, guys, this may be a problem put on YouTube.
Why?
Because it's going to take a hell of a lot of work.
Yeah, and we've been talking about anal.
Yeah. It may be a non-YouTube episode.
Well, you could just stick it up as it is, put the beginning on it. Anyway, right. Map number and entry number 8. So
I've got right to there we go.
We'll have to do this one. Yeah, we'll have to do another session as well. We have for the haunted houses, we've got Vanity Ball, Scream, Stranger Things, Candyman, Case Files, Reemerge, Legendary Truth, Halloween 2018, Kills Ends. Okay. So it's a mixture of all of that, isn't it? Scurvy Tales, Slaughter Cinema, Vampire Pirates, Board Games, Will You Survive, and Phantom of the Opera. And Scare Zones, we have Horrors of the Holidays, Vamp 25, Ice Nine Kills, Twisted Universal Characters, and HHN Icon Unleashed.
One thing I'll say straight away, this person loves Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah. And then we have Marathon of Mayhem and Nightmare Fuel, Dragons of Fire. So, houses.
Yeah, I'm happy to go first here, boys. Candyman. Yeah, awesome. I think so many people want to see that at Horror Nights. Whether we'll ever get it, we don't know, but it would be amazing to see it there. Mm-hmm. Vampire Pirates, that caught my eye straight away. I mean, everyone loves vampires and everyone loves pirates, so can't go wrong there. Phantom, yeah, awesome. Vanity Ball, I think that was a scare zone at 29.
Yeah, it was a scare zone in Hollywood.
Yeah, again, decent scare zone, so whether it'd work as a house, I don't know.
Yeah, probably, because there were a lot of heavily makeup people with scars and stuff. So, and they had a mini surgery preps.
Yeah,
in the scare zone as well.
And Scream again. I think it's been on virtually everyone so far, hasn't it?
Not everyone, but it has been on quite a few.
Yeah, that's a good solid lineup. I'm going to go through an 8.
8 from Joe. I'm interested in board games. Will You Survive? I want to know what board games they are. Is it Jumanji? Or is it Monopoly and you get, or is it Cluedo when you actually get stabbed with it or hit with a lead pipe? I don't know. That caught my eye. I just wondered what it actually would be. Slaughter Cinema? Yes. Halloween? Yes and no. I think I've seen enough of Halloween, but with it being a new franchise, it would possibly work. Case Files is something I would be looking into, because I have seen them back in 2008, I think, but I haven't seen the COVID year one. So, Candyman, yeah, Stranger Things, yeah, Scream, Vanity Ball. Yeah, I think that's a solid house lineup, that. And I will give that an 8. It's quite solid for me. Elite.
Vanity Ball will be awesome. Mm-hmm. That will be absolutely brilliant. Yeah, that'll be like going out in Essex.
It's a flight back from Turkey.
Vanity Ream Ball, we call it. Scream. Well, we all know that's a given. Stranger Things. Do you know what? If that was Stranger Things 5, I'd be interested. But I just feel like I've got to remember these sort of loads of people. So I love Stranger Things. Yeah, Candyman is always going to be good. Case Files. I've never really been interested in the story of Case Files. Don't at me, people. It's just kind of boring to me. Halloween Kills and Ends put together. Yeah, that'll work, I think. Where have they put that? F. So, yeah, that's the right place for it. Two different houses.
Yeah.
Like they did in Blumhouse there. That will work. Scary Tales Slaughter Cinema. I love the original Slaughter Cinema. If you made it a Scary Tales one, could work.
Yeah.
Vampire Pirates Like Joe, that just sounds absolutely funny and awesome. Board games, I didn't like them as a kid. I found them boring. I'd rather be out kicking a football with my mates. Real football, not hand egg. Wow. Most hated person on the podcast.
That's the other half of the, other half our listeners gone.
Well, they've got Messi now. Surely they should like the biggest sport on the planet. It just bores me. I'll call it board games. Phantom of the Opera. Yeah, that can work. Phantom of the Opera. Seven
from Phil.
It's not that I don't hate it. It's just board games took it down from an 8.
No worries. Right, Skurzones. Joe, wrap this off quick.
Okay. Vamp 25. Yeah, that'd be pretty decent. Prohibition era vampires. Yeah. Can't go wrong there. Twisted Universal characters. That'd be pretty fucking cool. Yeah, that'd be awesome, seeing sort of Rocky and Bullwinkle cutting each other open and shit. HHN Icons Unleashed. Yeah, again, I like the idea, but it would just be a selfie zone.
Yeah.
Ice Nine Kills, I mean, I don't know what that is. Horror of the Holidays.
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm gonna go with. I think I'm gonna go with a 6.
6.
Oh, okay, I'll be really quick. I love Horrors of Holidays. If it's like the one of what's going to be in Hollywood, Twisted Universal characters, minions running around will look stupid. So I can't do it with vampire things on. It just no. If I can't like Scooby Doo, I can't like the minions running around, can I? And they can't use Harry Potter, but Men in Black. Interesting if they use that. HHN Icons. Unless, not for me. I only think they work in houses, personally. Vamp 25, winner, chicken dinner. And Ice, Baby. Sounds interesting to me. So I'm going to give it a 6. Like.
6. Well, I'm liking the idea. With that Ice Nine Kills, I'm getting Game of Thrones vibes. For the Night King. Don't know why. But...
Never seen
Vamp 25. Top man, Joe. Top man.
Christmas. Twisted characters. Yeah, the icons. I understand what you're saying, Phil, about being in the houses better. But they could have shows with them being on all in Hollywood. They could actually have their own stage shows like they've had at 25.
Yeah, imagine the crowds.
Yeah, but it has worked in the past. But we'll see. How this year pans out with crowd levels. See if it's the cost of living's killed it a little bit. But yeah, they could have their own little stages like they did in 25, which would work, but that's where it was. So this to me is a decent set of zones. So I'm gonna stick with 6.
Okay, guys, can I just quickly say what I see as theme is Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah,
it's a love for Halloween Horror Nights, and for that I'll give it a 7.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Yeah, It does. It's every part. Everyone has a little tiny bit to keep them interested. Yeah, I'm still gonna go six. Just because I like to be awkward.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really see a proper theme there. I'm gonna go six.
Right, so we'll stop that one. It looks like we'll be going to part three.
So, people, sit back, relax, and we'll be back just after this. Well, there won't be an ad because I can't be asked to put one in.
Well, you broke it.
Welcome back to the show. Yippee-ki-yay.
Oh,
make something else. What the hell's that, Simon?
I have no idea what it just did then. Anyway. Anyway, we're getting tired now. We're getting on. Anyway.
It has gone past 2 in the morning in England, guys.
Yeah. Anyway, this one, I knew this one was coming, so this is an absolute pain to read. So, we have in number 9, I think it is, yeah. Entry number 9. We have FNAF. No idea.
Five Nights at Freddy.
Oh, right, okay. At least someone knows what they're doing. Beetlejuice spelt with an A. Okay. Killer Dentist, Frankenstein, King Kong, Toys Gone Wrong.
That's what she calls me.
Blue Witch, I Know What You... I think we know what it's supposed to be, but it says, I Know What You Did Last Summer, I think it's supposed to be.
For dinner.
Stranger Things and Simpson Killer Krusty with a C.
Oh, Ron.
So,
it's not technically count spelling. I'm one of the worst people on the planet for spelling.
Yeah, no.
If it weren't for my phone, I'd get everything wrong.
Gerzones, it looks like we've got Death Eater, Dead Man, I think Resident Evil, Holidays, Sailor Ahoy Matey.
I like that one. Yeah.
And then we have shows. We have Jack's Clown Shit. I think I think it's supposed to be show, and then Nightmare Fuel.
What's it say? Jack the Clown what?
Show, I think. I think it's Jack the Clown show.
Jack the Clown shit, right?
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Unfortunately, if you do get to see this, the fonts are terrible. No respect to the guy who's done it, but yeah, it's hard to read. So, Haunted Houses, Beetlejuice, Frankenstein, yeah. Simpsons, would love to see that. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Maybe. Blair Witch, no. Toys Gone Wrong. I did mention about toys being demented toys on one of mine.
Isn't that Friday Night at Freddy's?
It should be. I think it is Friday Night at Freddy's.
Saying Toys Gone Wrong, yeah. Sort of same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. There is a nice mix and match, but there's a lot. It's very IP heavy, that one, for me. I think there are only two originals in there, Killer Dentist and probably Toys Gone Wrong. So okay. If I'm going to be that person again, it's not a first split. So even though the IPs are what I wouldn't mind going to, I'm still going to only give it a 6.
Fair enough. I'll do it now. If they changed King and got rid of the K on the on and put a D, that would be me. Just figuring that.
Sure, it's not an M.
That's a good comeback, Simon. Beetlejuice. Who doesn't like drinking beetles as juice? Killer Dentist. That's just real life because every dentist is a sadist, evil bastard. Frankenstein. Love it. But it's been done before with Frankenstein too much, I think. Toys Gone Wrong. Blair Witch. It can work, but. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Good franchise. Yeah, the Monster Guy's pretty cool, but be too much of the same thing over and over again. Mm. Stranger Things given and Simpsons killer crust in your pants. no one wants killer crust in their pants, do they?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a 6.
Yeah, 6.
Right. I'm gonna start burning through these now because it's getting late. Right. 7, just because they've got the Simpsons in there. Next.
I guess it's down to you and me and Simon to explain everything.
Yeah. Scurzones.
5. because I can't really tell what any of them are apart from Resident Evil.
Yeah, yeah. Resident Evil.
I'm guessing was, Holidays is meant to be the Christmas one.
Ships Ahoy.
I like Sailor Ahoy Matey. That's meant to be an O. It doesn't go in the right place. It should be an N or M, whatever it is.
Yeah, if he had thought about it, he would have switched them around. It would have worked out better. So for that, he gets a 4 because they're in the wrong places.
I did a 5. You've done a 4, and Joe's done a
5. Next.
That's nice. I think we're nice. Oh, no. Your theme. What's the theme, guys?
It's not one. 5. One. Next. Mistakes.
I'm going to give wow. Simon, people can be dyslexic. Do not be like that. I may be horrible about saying things about the hazard, but I would never take the piss out of people's spelling.
Man.
So, Simon, say sorry now.
No.
Hi.
It's not just the spelling. It's H for the skirt, for the Howard said, I know what you. You didn't finish off writing what it was.
Mate.
Fell asleep.
I'm going to be diplomatic here. We don't know these people, so
I know.
I'm just saying, so. You don't know life. So, see, I'm the nice one, really, guys. There's no theme.
There's
no theme. It's a 1.
It's very high P.
Yeah, 4.
Where'd you get a 4 from?
I'm just being nice.
Because of Simon being rude.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give it a 3 because of the Jack show.
Because you're an arsehole.
7. Yeah, you should give it 7 to make up to the person.
Well, anyway, you can zoom in. You can zoom in. And we've just
lost a listener.
Right, we are on to.
We don't mean it. We're British. It's what we do.
Yeah, actually, British people, if we take the piss out of you, it basically means we love you. That's how we are. We're all mates and we rip the shit out of each other constantly.
Yes, we do. Right, this one may take some talking to. But we'll try and get it through. Yeah. So this one, what I've seen straight away, we have a bit of a theme. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. Houses, we've got Little Shop of Horrors, Five Nights at Freddy, Coraline. We call it Coraline.
Coraline.
Wicked Divas, Slaughter on South Beach, Terrifier, Invasion, Slaughter Cinema, Krampus, and Creature from the Black Lagoon. Scare Zones, we have Chance. I think it's a Black Parade, is it?
It's My Chemical Romance, is it?
I don't know. We've got Bride of Frankenstein Lives, Storyteller and Terror Queen, Lady Luck, and shows we have Wicked Divas and Halloween Nightmare Fuel.
Oh, right. House is pretty strong. Pretty strong houses. Haunted Houses, Little Shop of Horrors would be called Friday Night Freddy's. It's got to do the youngsters. Coraline, I don't really know much about. I know it's famous, but I don't know. Wicked Divas, that just sounds like TV presenters to me going out thinking they're all that. Yeah. Slaughter on South Beach, interesting idea. Mm-hmm. Terrifier, probably the worst ever movie made in history. I do, Joe would look at me then.
Fucking
I knew I'd get him. I love Terrifier. Invasion, he doesn't like aliens. Slaughter Cinema, if it's Slaughter Cinema 2.
Yeah.
I'll give you something there. Krampus, if it's an original take on Krampus. And Creature of the Black Lagoon, what so many people are asking for. Do you know what? I like the house. It's 7.
Yeah. Solid.
Yeah.
For me, the houses, the originals pull me in. A lot more as well. And the Little Shop of Horrors. Not too fussed about Five Nights at Freddy, but the rest I'm quite happy with. So I think that's a solid lineup and a nice even keel between them both. So I'm going to give that my highest score. 9.
4. I was waiting for a 4.
That's my highest score for houses, actually. I think it's a nice.
He's joined
nice
me one. On the 9s.
Yeah, okay. Well, Terrifier's in there, so that automatically bumps you up. Five Nights at Freddy's, I've got no interest in at all. Wicked Divas and Slaughter on South Beach, I think they'd make decent originals. Krampus is cool. Creatures in there again, which is what we like to see. I'm going to go with an 8 on that one.
8.
Who would have thought mine would be the lowest there?
It would have been higher, but Five Nights at Freddy's. I don't get the hype for it.
Well, Scare Zones, people. I'll go first. Chance. Yeah, she's cool. Storyteller, Teller Queen, Lady Luck, and the Bride of Frankenstein Lives. Sorry, I just, as I've said earlier, I just don't think they work as well in scare zones as houses. So for that, I'm going to give it a 6.
Icon-wise, it's very icon-heavy when it comes to the scare zones. 1 or 2, maybe. 5.
I just want to point it, it's the ladies as well. It's not the men's icons, what I like.
Yeah.
Well, I've got nothing against the ladies, but I can.
It's definitely a lady theme, this system.
Yeah, well, it's got it at the top. If you look at the actual top of the thing, it says Wicked Divas as Wicked Divas Halloween Horror Nights. So he's definitely gone for the theme aspect.
He or she?
No, yeah, he or she. But some of the things have already been there. I do like the idea of Lady Luck coming back, so that gets a few points because she's not loved that much as a icon. So I'm going to give that a 7. I like the idea of it. Well,
Joseph.
Yeah, apart from My Chemical Romance, I'm not a big fan. They look probably just lost another load of our American audience.
Hey, you love your music, mate. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah,
no, I don't even know what that was. So
emo. Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
joking.
I'm not. I'm going to go for a 6.
I bet you wish he never chose us.
Yeah. So this one for me has got a theme.
Yeah.
It's the women of horror, isn't it? The divas of horror.
And the creature.
And he's worked it into the scare zones, everything. So this
they
one gets
worked into the scare zone.
Hey.
They. Because you keep on saying he, like you know who it is.
Oh, they. Them.
They is the better one to use right now.
I've been awake since 4:30 this morning. It's now.
Oh, they'll try to cancel you no matter whatever you say.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
So, I'll cancel if you don't care.
Yeah.
I don't. So Wicked Divas, it's been themed of everything. So for me, because it's themed together, houses, everything, and the shows, it gets a solid 9 for me. A very good 9.
Oh, just give me an 8.
Yeah, I'm going 8 because there's a definite theme there.
Yeah.
Next.
So, last and final one, boys.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Go back. Look, I'm joking, people. I am very tired. We're all tired from a day of work, but we are so happy that we've been asked to do this. So,
yeah, no, we really appreciate this. Yeah.
We just didn't expect it to take so long.
I did. Well, I got 11 houses.
So we have entry number 11.
I love the first name.
Layer of the Skunk Ape. I know it says something else then, but the Haunting of Haunting Haunt Home.
I love this person. They're funny. Oh, this has got my humour in it. Terror of the Illusions.
Ginger dead men versus evil bonk.
I'm glad we've ended with this one.
Jason Rule 34. Ohio. The horrors of Uwe Bowl.
Oh,
yeah. Garage Haunted House.
That's a good one.
Middle school cringe memories.
Fucking love this.
This is my favourite one, yeah.
Scurzels. We got screaming children.
That is scary.
Bloggers.
That's me. Me.
Epic Film Vlogs. Mongoose on the Loose by R.L. Stein. Blood Sprinklers. And just the first 10 seconds of...
Fumpy. This guy's brilliant.
Whoever wrote this, please come on the podcast.
Oh, you are. I love your humor. What's the
shows? Clip Show of Helmet Grove and a bad comedy magician.
And the theme of this is a fucking comedy gold.
Yeah.
I'll go first, guys. Now, I'm going to be fair here. I found it hilarious. And if we were going by comedy, it's a 10.
Yeah.
But I can't. Layer of the Skunk Ape is brilliant. So I have that. The Haunting of the Haunting the Whole Time is absolutely... sounds like a universal ride. Terror of the In-Laws, brilliant. Gingerbread Man versus the Evil Bong is awesome. Jason Rule 34. I'm not sure. Ohio. It's a shithole. I agree with you. Bong. Garage Haunted House. Now, to me, that sounds like a good night's party in England. Ah, that's when you look at your credit card bill after a night at Halloween Horror Nights. Middle school cringe memories. Hey, I was cool. Speak for yourself. No, I wasn't. I was the fastest in the school, but I wasn't cool. But because it's joking, I'm sorry, I can only give it a 5 for the houses. I've got to be fair. Well, the humour is all 5.
Yeah, if you look at the bottom corners, or if you actually do put this on YouTube, it says made with Meme Manic or Meme Maniac, whatever it is. So it's made with memes. It's a great idea. But like I say, we were doing this, I was the same critics as the other ones. There's no IPs in this. It's all joking. So for that, it's going to only get a 4. Because that's all I can base it on. I can't base it on any IPs because there isn't any. So
it's, come on, yeah. Joseph. This is striking. This one's from Joe.
But whoever wrote this, I want to give you a 10. But it wouldn't.
Yeah, whoever wrote this, if you've listened to this podcast at Epic, the wrong one, yeah, at please. HHE Pod, tag us and tell us it's you.
Yeah.
I want to follow you.
I want you on the podcast.
Twitter. I want to follow him on Twitter. I've got to. This person sounds funny.
Yeah. Like I said, I want to give this person a 10, but I can't because it wouldn't be fair to everyone else. So I'm going to go with a 6.
A 6.
But whoever wrote this, just know I love you. You are fucking amazing.
You are my Ricky Gervais.
Oh, respect.
He probably is Ricky Gervais.
Scare zones. We're probably in the same boat with all these as well, aren't we?
Well, I'm just going to give it a solid 5 again. Plain simple. But by the way, vloggers, people. Vloggers, we are the greatest things on the planet. And if you want to check me out, I vlog in the UK, Tenerife, and we'll be Orlando, Florida. That's Epic Field Vlogs. Cheap plug over.
It's only took you nearly 2 hours.
I've actually said it a few times. You just not noticed. Yeah, I've been very subtle.
Joe?
Yeah, 5.
Yeah, I'm going for a 6 again. Again, I want to give them a 10, but I can't. 6.
The last one killed me still. Just the first 10 seconds off.
I think
it's a mongoose on the loose.
The names are fantastic. And to be honest, I won't mind going screaming, kids are so kidding hitting with the...
Look, whoever this is, I'm going to be there from September the 9th, Halloween Horror Nights. Find me, I need to buy you a beer.
Yeah, so I'm going to give this a 5 for originality. When it comes to it. So, overall theme?
10. Because it's comedy gold.
Right. Well,
that's my theme.
It's just funny. It's just funny. But again, I'm going for a 6. 6 all the way across the board for me.
No, I've gone 10. That's my first ever 10. You deserve it, you genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I say, it's an overall theme. Yeah, for comedy-wise, it's fantastic. It does link all in together.
The haunting of haunting haunt home is just fucking amazing.
Yeah. Terror of the in-laws. Come on. Oh, the best one for me was Ginger Dead Man versus Evil Bong. This is someone who definitely has a nice smoke.
Yeah. Actually, just because it's all comedy, it's all thing. It does. It's a great theme, but when it comes to actually a horror event, it doesn't work as it all being comedy. So for me, I'm going to be a crap one and say 4.
Thank God I gave it a 10. You are my hero, baby.
So as it stands, I've just got one more to actually add up.
There's one more?
No, I said I've got one more score to add up.
So Joe.
So,
yes,
mate. Was this yours?
No. I wish it was, but it's not.
We do have not a clear winner,
but we have a winner. Do a top 3?
Yeah, we could do a top 3.
Pick one idea.
Top 3 go
and on Twitter, and that if you could share the list from top to bottom so people can see where they came.
Yeah, well, I don't know the names of who
yeah, but, it is, but yeah. Just put what we know, like map 1, map 2, map 3, just call map.
Yeah, we'll get that idea. We do have a first, second, and third. So I'll do the third. The third was actually
number three.
Entry number. Try to get it up and bring it up slowly. Entry
probably
number
your age getting up.
Five. Which was.
I like this one. I did like this one a lot. Yeah. Did well.
Yeah. So that was entry that got third with 64 points.
Fantastic. Congratulations for finishing third. Well done.
And then in second place.
Just to let you know, that's one with Arkham Asylum, people, to give you an idea. If you're just listening.
Yeah.
And cats.
Or Moon Frights. Yeah. That's what you would have got second if you didn't have cats.
In second place was entry number 10.
Yeah.
The Wicked but like Divas. That was the Wicked Divas one, so you know who that is.
Yeah. And whoever,
how many points
did
that get?
That got 68.
So what was third place? 60 what?
64.
Four points more.
Yeah, and whoever did that one went all out with the graphics as well. They should have got an extra few points for presentation on that one.
This ain't fucking school. Shut the fuck up.
And the winner, and going on to up against the
winner, chicken dinner,
is entry number 7.
Yes, Doctor Who.
No fucking way.
Yes.
Averaged...
Supernatural Doctor Who won.
Because it averaged nearly 8 all the way across the board. There's a couple of 7s in there because it was averaged all the way across and it was all round event. It worked out to be the one with the highest score, 69 points.
No offence to this person, but we need to give up, boys.
This is awesome. This is me being justified. You both slagged me down for this and it was a winner. I feel yes.
Well done.
Look, Simon.
Yep.
You have to put Scooby-Doo's in there. Scooby-Doo's in there, mate, for a start. Yeah. X-Files in there, what I wasn't a big fan of. So
overall,
it was solid all over.
Yeah, they got extra points for having gangster anal witches.
Well, actually, didn't they? Shit. Sorry, but spelling helps.
The rules are the rules.
Yeah, the rules are the rules.
Look, I actually, apart from the bad spelling, I actually think it's really solid, though.
Yeah,
I think if we say summoning pool, the summoning pool, it sounds cool. Witches. Cool.
Yeah.
I know it's meant to be. It's not anal, but Roswell 1947 is cool. Ghoul's Nest, interesting. Vampire Bazaar, interesting. Then you've got big hitters: X Files, Scooby Doo, Swamp Yeti is going to be cool. Krampus is cool. Supernatural, one of the biggest TV shows. Buffy the Vampire was a '90s icon. Doctor Who is still an icon, whatever you two say. Wendigo would have made me up, and Mothman. That's actually pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean it's a solid lineup, except for Doctor Who.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I say, it overall performed the best because I've got all the scores here. If anyone wants to have a look, let's freak my cat to see it there.
Let's have a look, George. Let's have a look.
If anyone actually wants to, actually,
you bastard.
All the scores are on there.
I can't believe I won.
So,
no, not me, I won. That's not my map, people, but me, my the one I'm justified for, Doctor Who.
Like I say, some of the scores are all over, but that one was just solid all the way across, as you can see.
Right.
So
can I go back and change my votes for the last one now?
No,
10,
you can't.
10,
10. No. That last one, I gave it a 10 and it still didn't get in the top three. So don't say this is match fixing. UEFA.
If you had one to pick, I think entry number 10 was my favourite. I could go.
Was that the one with Gremlin's name?
It was the one. I just had it up then a minute ago. It's the women, the Wicked Divas one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like the one where had Gremlins and that as well. There's some real solid ones in there.
Mm.
Well, the Gremlins one got third, so that got 64. Four got 60. We won't tell you who got the worst score. You probably just see it on the screen anyway. But yeah, guys, that is our winner. I will get it over to Hollowed Out Horror.
Hallowed
Horror.
Bloody Northerners.
So, who's going to take us out?
Well, I'd like to say thank you very much for listening to another episode of HHG Podcast. Please subscribe to us on all good apps, including X. And if we get a tick, we will be X-rated. And how do you subscribe to us on Fred's X?
Oh, just get on with it.
It's at HHE pod.
Yeah, HHE pod on all socials.
And also, get us on YouTube and on all good podcast apps, even though I've been an absolute nightmare tonight. Could you give us a great review? The more reviews we get, the more it gets pushed.
Yeah.
So, just want to say thanks to Hallowed Out Horror for letting us do that. Thanks to everyone who sent their spec maps in.
Especially the anal.
If you didn't win, don't take it personally. Look, everyone's taste is different. You know?
As you saw with us, you saw how much we argued.
Yeah.
So, like I'm saying, it's the winner goes through to they're announcing birds, and then they're going to go on a Twitter vote. So, whichever one's your favourite out of the two, go vote for it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's an all-out winner. The one we've had, the one what they may choose may be go against our one and smash our one to pieces.
Yeah.
So that's it from me. Patty, bye-bye.
Go.
The haunting of haunting haunt house.
And I'm going to go and meet some gangster witches from anal. And on that bombshell, good night.
The moving one-way exit is approaching. Please watch your step.